What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
I almost choked on my own spit. I was trying to talk like you, Mike, and it's not happening. Hello, everyone, whoever is listening. This might be the last episode. I don't know. Or maybe the next to the last. I don't know.
Who gives a fuck? How you feeling, man? How's everything?
Oh, I'm feeling good, Michael Blackson.
How's the family?
They're good. You know, they're worried. They want to eat someplace. But, you know, everywhere you fucking go right now, you got to have a vaccine card. What the hell's going on?
So how do you get in?
You know, I show them my past due child support bill. It actually worked.
You know, the funny thing about center. It, the vaccination card looks like a parking ticket,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, or a child support bill.
It looks more like a... Just give them your parking ticket, like the...
City of Los Angeles.
Yeah, City of Los Angeles parking department.
Yeah, they don't
care. It also looked like a parking ticket, too.
Yeah, it does.
You could just... And when you
you're right, just cut half of it.
The vaccination, the actual vaccination. If you live in California, you should know this. Every restaurant before you go to, they want to see your car, they won't let you in.
Yeah.
But you could just, they don't really give a fuck about seeing the car. They're just trying to, you're just doing their job.
They just want to see,
you could show them any fucking thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You could show them like your birth certificate.
Yeah.
Anything would go. Just
anything with that says a City of Los Angeles, maybe.
Anything that just says 19. You don't got to be COVID-19. It could be like 1999,
Mike, I think anything with a signature. So like a fucking traffic violation ticket.
I went to the fucking breakfast and an old lady, she's like in her early thousands. She was the one serving us. She's like, "Miss your card." I just showed up and she's coming. I'm like, this blind bitch can't even see nothing.
Yeah, they don't care. That's not the right to be investigating what you got on your phone.
I think it's a shame that they won't let you in the restaurant if you're not vaccinated. Don't you think it's a shame?
It's a shame.
How many people are losing? How many businesses are being lost because
that's
of
why
this?
They don't care, Michael Blackson. You can show them anything you want.
I think if you're not vaccinated, you just gotta be. You should sit in a non-vaccination section.
That's this.
You know what I mean? Just sit in, and y'all just all cough on each other. You know, put the vaccinated people, separate them, man.
So they don't let him in
like
at all
on the
now,
airplane.
Huh?
At the airplane, should be non-vaccination on the left, vaccinated on the right. You know, and then we
let people in the airplane without vaccination.
Yeah, yeah. When last time you been on a plane, Chinese fucking best friend?
Not COVID-2019. But like,
yes, they let you on. You just gotta keep a mask on, whether you're vaccinated or not. You gotta keep your mask on.
Oh, they have that new mandatory now that you gotta be vaccinated to fly.
No, they don't. That's a lie. They would never do that. The airlines would refuse for that to happen. The airline would lose money because you can't get fucking Aaron Rodgers on a plane and Kyrie Irving. Then what you going to do?
You're right.
What I'm saying, I just need you to have a section for everything. It's like vaccination section, non-vaccinated. All the non-vaccinated people, everybody in the back of the bus, non-vaccinated. It's like slavery all over again.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, if you're listening, listen to this man.
Listen to me.
He has a point.
If you're going to make people get vaccinated, don't make them wear a fucking mask then.
Yeah, you're right.
Let them be free. Let it breathe.
Yeah.
Because I know if you vaccinated and you got to wear a mask, like what was the purpose of me getting vaccinated?
No point. Mike, I'm tired of freaking taking an Uber wearing a mask. You know? I'm tired of going to a grocery store wearing a mask. I can't show my cute face.
Well, I mean, obviously, we all know COVID is real. It's out there. You know, those who think they're untouchable, they got touched, like Aaron Rodgers and everybody else. So, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. So,
but, you know, fuck COVID, fuck all that bullshit. I got special guests in the house today.
Oh, who you got, Michael Blossom?
Well, I have Donna is like a choreographer, dancer, video vixen. She's done it all. She's been dancing for so many groups. She's been on so many music videos. She's in the building today. Donna, come on in, ladies and gentlemen. Where is she at?
Donna, welcome to the show.
Can I bring my drink?
Yes, you
bring
can.
Bring your drink. Okay. Sit right next to me. And my next guest, oh man, you know what? I'm always happy when I bring guys on a show that I've known for like over 20 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
The thing with comedy, we are like one big family.
Yeah.
Comedians, we don't really have real beef. I mean, you know, like rappers have beef. Singers, something like that. But comedians, we never have beef. We always love each other because we know they're grinding. We know what it takes to get to that next level. And we all been through that. And this guy has definitely been there. I mean, his stage name was Big Sean, but he lost weight, so he ain't Big Sean no more. He just a regular Sean.
Middle Sean?
Sean is in the building. Come on in, motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker.
Brandon came in. I thought that was big, little Sean.
No, that ain't Sean. Sean, you know, it's like you got these, it's like comedians. It's a lot of funny comedians. Yeah. Like funny as hell, but it just never blew up. Sean was one of them niggas. Like funny as fuck, never blew up. But he's a hell of a, he wrote on a lot of TV shows. Sometimes, you know what? We all have different calling. We won't get big something else. Like he's a great, probably one of the best stand-up comics out there. Uh-oh. But he gonna make his money probably from being a writer on a TV show or a movie or something like that. He's that brilliant. Like he's one of them comedians that if you write a movie, you'd be like, okay, I wrote this movie. All right, now I need this movie to be funny. I'll give it to Sean, and Sean will make it funny.
That guy is talent.
He'll fine-tune it.
I put a little stank on that thing.
He put a stank on the thing. You know what I mean?
So, it's like a salt bay.
Yeah, put the salt bay on that motherfucker. Yeah.
You know, but ladies up first. Let's get with...
Oh, my God.
Tell me about yourself. Like, you know...
Oh, shit. Okay. All right, so I've been in the industry my whole life. When my mom birthed me, I was already tap dancing and doing everything else. My family's been in the industry 100 years. My grandfather has a star on the Walk of Fame.
For real? What's your grandpa?
Yeah, his name is Eddie Rochester Anderson. And he's
Is he an actor?
Comedian. He's one of the first original black comedians in Hollywood that started everything.
Way before Richard Pryor.
Oh, before any black actor. Damn. He was the first black male actor that starred, like, to this day, Denzel still talks about him.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So he's got like 89 credits on IMDb and et cetera. He's been in Gone with the Wind.
Is he still alive?
He's
still alive?
No, he was old at the time, and then
he was old in the 70s.
By the time he passed away, I think in the 70s, he was in his 80s.
God damn, that's old.
But he was popping at 45. You know how it happens. It happens a little
later. When they give him the Hall of Fame, when he died?
Damn near.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him a Hollywood Hall of
Fame. Yeah, let's get this happening now. You know, give him their flowers.
Well, he's still alive when he got it? Because
you know what? I don't think so. Because my family was fighting for his name to be on there properly. They didn't even put his name on there properly. So.
I'm planning to just get a shovel from Home Depot.
A shovel from Home Depot.
Yeah, and we don't have to pay $80,000.
We also do landscaping and construction.
Yeah, we're going to do it in the middle of the night. Michael Blackson, a.k.a. Marasaka.
No, fuck that shit.
Where you want your star, Michael?
No, fuck that shit. We got a cul-de-sac in my grandfather's name still to this day in L.A.
Can we park his star next to your grandfather?
Yep, there
Where is
ass.
It at?
It's on Hollywood Boulevard. I just found it.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
It's some cute-ass shit.
All right, so you've been dancing for a while.
Yeah, long ass time. For everybody. From everybody, from Chris Brown, Missy Elliott, Usher, starred in all their videos so Usher's video, I'm the lead girl. Chris Brown's Run It, I'm the lead girl. I've starred on all the major award shows. I've hosted on MTV for comedy with Yo Mama.
Okay, I remember Yo Mama.
True TV, 3 seasons. I've done comedy as well. So I do a little, I do a little bit of everything.
What would you say was your favorite music video?
My favorite. Everybody always asks me that. Even to this day. And I'm still doing music videos, by the way.
Who's your favorite so far?
It's still probably the Chris Brown video.
Which one?
Which one?
The Run It video was his first video. I was his
That's
lead
his
girl.
First video ever.
I was his lead girl. Yeah, I would say that because we were all so peaceful.
So even young.
Some of the dancers. One virgins. Of them was my best friend. Yeah. She's the godmother of my child. Like we're all still like tapped in. Like it was very different when we all linked up for that.
I know my favorite video. I know my favorite dance video.
Oh, talk to me.
Yeah. Touch
by Chris. Dun,
dun, dun. Oh no! That's Omarion, and Omarion. I used to dance. I went to high school with Omarion, and I used to dance for B2K. And Chris Stokes told. Oh, I don't know how y'all feel about
from
that.
Cali, he's from LA.
But, yes, we went to high school together. But Chris Stokes told me that video was based on us doing the other the Yeah video.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's my favorite.
But that
touch.
Yeah, touch.
Doom doom doom.
Are you expecting a visitor?
No.
Well, you got one, baby. Oh, she cute too. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey, Mimi.
Hey, Mimi. She got her, are you going to war?
Hey, Mimi.
Hi. The army got clothes today.
Wow.
She's beautiful.
Thank you.
So Chris Brown, is he probably your favorite then of all the people you probably dance for? I mean, because only because you did his first. Was his first video?
That
the
was
only
his
video?
First. Yeah.
Was that the only video you did for him? Was his first?
No, and then I did an award show as his lead as well.
Oh, okay.
Have you
fucked any of them?
Why does everybody want to know when you have sex?
Good question, Michael Blackson.
I try to keep this shit on lock.
Okay, all right, that means
that's how I know.
Because you know, dancing is a lot of
emotions. I mean, sexual.
That's the assumption, though.
I'm sure if I was a singer,
women are doing way more than we weren't allowed to be moving that way back then. We would be blackballed. If we even like flirted and the director knew or the label knew, like, and our money was, and for videos, we was getting large money to be flown out and et cetera for videos and not to do that.
To get flued.
You
know what
I'm
saying? The singer flued out.
You got flued out.
We got flued out.
Like, Chris Brown falls in love all the time.
I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, so he falls in love all the time.
I'm saying, I mean, the dancers. So? If you're, did you ever tour with them?
Yes. Yes, I tour with a lot of people, yeah.
Okay. See, that's even like the touring. Y'all on the road together. You dance in front of
me. I mean, people do get to know each other. There's things happen. No, things do happen. I know some scenarios with some people. You know what I mean?
You know, there's the statistics. They said that 85% of the affairs happen at work.
But look,
on set
J-Lo,
too, right?
Wasn't J-Lo in love with her? Yeah. The guy that
Ben Affleck.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
You talk. That's the homeboy.
Yeah. Yeah, right? they have a
like Casper.
And then they have a movie together with Ben Affleck. They fell in love. Well, that might be J-Lo.
But that's, but see, I don't want to just, I used to dance for J-Lo, but
we're
working
together.
So what female singer fell in love with her dancer? Was it J-Lo?
Yes, she did.
Yeah, J-Lo.
But because she had, what's his name back in the day? After Diddy. She did, what's his name? Jay something. He was a choreographer. No. There was a guy, bald head, after him, and then she, not too long ago, was with Casper, and that's
Casper,
a friend.
The friendly ghost. He really likes being dead. He didn't look both sides when he crossed the street, and a big truck crushed his head. That's I don't
that's
know.
The lyrics, Mike?
Wait,
no,
that
that's
is,
the wrong
that's
lyric.
A,
yeah,
that's damn. A that's some comedian's lyric.
Oh,
I thought that was yours because I've never heard that.
Casper, the friendly ghost. He really likes being dead. He didn't look both ways when he crossed the street and a big truck crushed his head.
Yeah, I don't know that part.
Is that what it said for
him? No, that ain't what it said.
I thought I never heard that
part. The real lyrics.
What is the real lyrics? This is the only one I knew.
I don't know, other than the first part.
That might be the real one, Mikey.
Mike, I figured out how I can blow up like you.
Oh, huh? God.
I need a Chinese best friend.
That's
what
it
is.
Chinese best friend. Are you Chinese?
Is there a website I can go to?
Wait, are you Chinese?
He found me
Chinese.
On Craigslist.
ChineseBestFriend.com.
He's Chinese best friend, but he's Filipino. I just call him.
That's why. Wait, are you? You're not Chinese.
He's Filipino, but he's 20% Chinese.
No.
But I told him, I said I'm gonna call you Chinese because Chinese is more popular.
Yeah,
they have like.
And then I found out that China doesn't have access to Instagram.
Oh shit!
If I would have been Filipino best friend, I think I would have like 199 million followers. Michael Blackson.
We're gonna find your just go to Chinatown, man. Just
you go to Chinatown.
Just find it.
Man,
look, I'm gonna go to Chinatown looking for a Filipino best friend.
You don't have to do that. You go to Southern California. You go to the South Side by my hood. They all Filipino. It don't even matter.
Oh, yeah, where you live? Oh, in
Carson.
Oh, yeah, Carson City.
A lot of Filipinos
there.
Uh-huh, you know.
Yeah.
So me and Sean go way back.
Way back.
So what's the funniest thing you remember about us?
Okay. I remember this one time we had a show in North Carolina. Me, you, Darren, you know, Diaz.
You
tell the story. Oh my God.
Diaz.
Darren Sanders is a comedian.
Darren Sanders, it was Coca Brown, I think, was on the show. And I forget who else was. So after the show, this is way before Mike was engaged. So, you know, back
this
then.
Is like 2002, three.
So yeah, long time ago. So DS and Mike, somehow they got in the same room, but they had two groupies they took back to the hotel, right?
Right.
So DS tells me the story. He said they in the room, the lights out, and DS on one bed and Mike in another bed with the other girl, and said, DS said all he heard was the girl in Mike's bed say, "God damn! Girl, come and look at this motherfucker." And she said her friend came over and said, "Shit!" And she said, "You want some of this?" She's like, "Nah, I'll just stay over here with him."
Holy crap, Michael Blackson.
So I do, that was some funny shit, man. I remember that.
Oh my God.
I mean, what happened?
I wasn't in there. I just got told what happened.
Yeah, you got told. You know, to find them out, I'm trying to think, going on a road back then, like.
Oh, some stories.
Well, those were the day where I'm making $500 a show. Wasn't making much.
Well, that's still.
You know, that's a lot of money back in 2003, okay. Michael Blackson.
Shit.
And so we find, I remember one time I wasn't making enough money, I didn't want to spend a night in I didn't want to pay for a hotel, because we travel so much, we have friends everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We pretty much have a girl in almost every, if yes. I want any city I can call.
Then he says girl.
Well, I ain't going to meet no niggas, motherfuckers. We got bitches every city.
How dare we?
Or you, even if we ain't fucking, I could go any city, I could look up that city area code and call a girl. And so I remember one time I went to Atlanta. It was this one chick, bad, thick, tall bitch.
Stallion.
And I went stallion. That's what it is. I went still work crib. And why this bitch ex knocking?
Man. Oh shit!
Have you had this experience?
Hell yeah!
Dang.
Oh my! So luckily, by the time he came there, I think was already done fucking. And everything was over with. But then the girl I was with, her brother was there in the crib. It was in her house, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy come, her brother's like a fucking major. He trying to stop the dude. I'm just quiet.
How
like,
did he know? Like, how does this happen?
When a woman always, a man always sense with somebody with a big dick fucking his woman. There was a big dick sensor out there that alerts a man.
So it happened to me too. So there's average, obviously a regular dick sensor out there too. Hey, listen, I always tell motherfuckers, like, I ain't got no big dick. I ain't got no little dick. My dick like the Clippers. Like, I can get you in the playoffs, but I can't win no titles. Like, we can't beat the Lakers with this dick. But I could beat the Wizards with this dick.
You got the Clippers dick, okay.
I got the Clippers dick, yeah.
It's official, Motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers. Oh, man.
Why are y'all like this?
How was your story? What happened with yours? You had somebody come in the house after?
Dog, this dude literally knocked on that door all night, bro.
She didn't open it.
I didn't move.
I got a story.
And, yeah, so I just stayed in that motherfucker until eventually he left. But he's knocked on that door for hours.
Damn.
Wow.
So outside. Dangerous, man. Yeah, it is God. Dangerous.
I got a story.
Yeah. All right, let me hear yours.
Let me hear your story.
Y'all not ready. Hold on.
We're ready
all the time. Did you see the last guest?
I did.
That was a fucking...
I did.
Yeah.
And I applaud y'all. Okay. So here's what happened. One of my exes that I had a restraining order on already. I had moved on.
Is it Chris Brown?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Where slow.
Where did that come? You just pulled that out the air. Okay. Look. So one of my exes, he might have been in the industry. We're not gonna name names. Okay. Here we go. Anyway, I had a restraining order. He was supposed to be away from me. Our relationship was. Look, I've never been on your show before, so it's I can't okay. say as you, much as I would like.
Nah, you can say whatever you want on this show.
You want here.
Yeah. This is rated.
Either way,
it's not a family show.
Yeah, I know it's not, but I would. It'll probably blow the lid. I move a little different. Okay. Anyway, I woke up. He had stalked me at an event earlier. Mm-hmm. Stole my phone. I didn't know that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Okay. So by that night, my new dude that I was already with, I had been separated from this dude with the separation and the you know what I'm talking about, the what is it called, the
divorce,
the restraining order. The restraining order. And so he knew not to come around. Anyway, by that night, he had broke into my apartment with a screwdriver.
Wow, he's good.
And I woke up to him being actually strangled by my new dude. Because me and my new dude just had, you know, we were just...
Had intimate evening.
Okay, there we go. Yes. And so I woke up to him being... and choking him out. Mm-hmm. Okay, at the edge of the bed.
Okay, let me ask you this: Was your new dude choking your old dude? Was he still naked when he was choking the new old dude? Oh,
holy
wow.
crap!
Damn. So you got choked out by a naked dude. That sucks.
Yeah. And see, I be trying to save him from the embarrassment, but he be a little wild with it. I'm like, bro, all right, look.
I wouldn't even been feeling the armor on my neck. Is that a dick on my back?
Yeah, that's what I said. You had twig and berries.
What happened to the screwdriver?
It was like this. I woke up to niggas like this.
Wow. So what happened to your old dude? He left the screwdriver in the door?
Oh, no, he was already in the house. Oh. And we told him that he would have another situation with the cops if he didn't leave. And then, you know, he talked his little shit and he ran away. And then the helicopters I heard above. And then I got another restraining order the next day. But, I woke up to the twig and berries.
Damn. Wow. Luckily, there was no gun or knives. He said he was.
He said he was going to kill us. He said he had some shit. So back to the
yeah, that guy. Last 2 weeks ago, remember, Mike? I told you the Tony Montana impersonator, the best one in the world.
Yeah, this guy. He's a social media guy.
Oh, the best.
He impersonates
Tony Montana.
He impersonates Tony Montana.
Yeah,
the best.
He does it on IG.
He's got like millions of.
This guy killed his wife.
Yeah,
because she like she was with another man.
No, because I guess they already have restraining order too.
Those motherfuckers don't work.
No, he put a recording, a live recording on the kid's iPad.
On your daughter's phone
and
or
I
something.
Guess he hear it. He couldn't take it. He fucking called Tony Montana the whole house.
So
shot her in the head.
I was afraid of. Yeah. Just so you know.
So did the wife say, "You want to fuck me, Tony?
You want to fuck me, Tony?"
Yeah, that was like San Diego. He is such a good. He was the best one in the world.
Damn,
it's so sad.
What?
He was like, you gotta search him.
Yeah, domestic violence is crazy, man.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, it's
so. Are we going there?
All these losing guys. All these listen, motherfucker. Move
Let
on.
It go.
It's not a.
Come on, say it.
Move on. Stop
Let
being.
Let it go.
All right, go. Is go find another woman. Go kill somebody else.
Mike, we're supposed to be non-violence.
Not go kill somebody.
Don't kill people. Kill pussy.
I'm okay with that. Beat it up.
I'm going to make a t-shirt with that one. Don't kill people. Kill
pussy. If you're going
to beat
it.
Oh, my God.
Beat the pussy up.
He's insecure, man. I mean, though, you broke up. Move on life. Just go on.
Some of these shit don't even be worthy, bro.
A lot of men are not as could just move on.
Right, they're not as fortunate.
If they're famous, they're rich, you know.
It's not just men. It could be women too, but people need to move the fuck on. We need to heal and move the fuck on.
Well, sometimes love, you know.
It's not always love. Sometimes it's obsession.
Yeah, obsession.
It's infatuation.
That's love.
Pussy whipped.
It's all those elements that aren't even love sometimes, and they get you psycho and you're doing things that you shouldn't be doing, and then you realize after the fact, you know what I'm saying, because you're in your emotions. Like sometimes people don't even know they're in wrapped up in what is it called.
That's why it's not always good to date with more good pussy, because that's how you don't want to leave.
You're right,
you ain't lying.
Yeah,
right. That's true. There are some crazy bitches out there. I've had some crazy bitches in my life. I have one took took the red eye from LA and showed up at my door at 7 a.m., bust through the door.
Shit. And in a trench coat.
With her girlfriend trying to beat up the girl that was in the room.
Oh, shit.
What? Wait, beat her up? She showed up? She at showed that up hour and showed tried up, to beat up the girl beat that up. Was already there.
But you know, I'm the type, I'm playing around. You know me, my best friend is 911, motherfucker. I called the cops and that bitch went to jail.
You going really? To jail, bitch.
Then I bailed her out and I fucked her lid on that night. So I didn't help the cause.
Swear to God. Swear to God.
Everybody ain't swearing no goddamn. Yeah, we kids again. Swear to God, I'm bleeding.
I'm like,
swear to God. Yeah, that's a true story. I saw it on First 22.
What? On the first what? First 22?
First 22. Yeah. Girlfriends that beat up boys. I'm in there too. I have a lot of 911 calls. Every time I call, they're like.
So you got a rap sheet?
Yeah. No, I just call. I'm like, I'm just reporting an accident. I'm getting beat up again.
You're the snitch.
Yeah. No, I got beat up before by my ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Mm. They know me. I'm in there.
Really?
Well, we have, you know, since we're talking about
violence.
Since we're talking about, hey, Mimi and Giselle, yo, listen, we're talking about women with good pussy, with crazy men, with restraining orders. Have you had any bad experience with men? Come and join us.
Yeah,
I want to hear.
Join us, yes.
I want to hear.
It is a good pussy?
Yeah.
Come on, girl.
Good come pussy. On, if you have good pussy,
you got
come
pussy
on the show.
Here.
Good pussy.
Good pussy, come on the show. Do y'all have good pussy?
Good pussy, ladies and gentlemen.
Good pussy.
Good pussy. Good pussy.
All right, you sit right here. Share the mic. Put the mic in the middle.
Yes. Between. Okay. Hey, girl. How are
you? All right, so we're talking about, you know.
Obsessed
men and women. There are women out there that, you know, men with long ding-dongs and that could, you know. Men out there eating a pussy and sucking a coochie and doing all that, giving her the long dick. Women go crazy too. So it's not just crazy men going about good pussy. It's crazy women going after men with good mutumbos.
Mutumbo.
Have you had an experience, Mimi, with like a stalker or maybe like you have
a mandingo warrior?
A man that like pussy whipped and you broke up with him and he just won't take no from answer. He's stalking you or you have an experience where you with a man and then somebody else knocking the door.
I haven't even met her. I'm finna follow her home.
I have to see it first.
Well, welcome to your new stalker.
So, Mimi,
I need to see.
Who's gone crazy?
No, Mimi, I'm saying.
Who's gone crazy for the pussy, Mimi?
Anybody ever went crazy for your pussy?
I was crazy, actually, over a nice dick.
Oh, you was crazy over a nice dick.
Oh, you went crazy.
All right, tell us about what happened. Did he get a restraining order on you, call the cops on you? What did you do?
Not really. One time, I think I was younger, and he found me in his parking lot.
Oh, he's in the parking lot. You crazy bitch.
I was writing notes. He found me in his parking lot, and then he was like, he didn't want to talk to me anymore. But I was with him for 4 years.
That's a lot.
He didn't want you no more? What the fuck's wrong with him?
I didn't trust him anymore. So I was on my final exam and then I left because he normally comes to me before I go to school. He didn't come. So I took a bus all the way, 45 minutes away from where I live. And I managed to get into his parking garage. I was leaving a note. He was right behind me in his And he didn't see me for 2 weeks. I was so heartbroken.
Damn. Just 2 weeks. Are you having
so you was hiding? You said you hide in the parking lot or in the bushes. How about you? Any? You have any good dick experience or any bad or good pussy experience? Meaning like,
well, they go crazy for
over you or you went crazy with a guy's dick?
I mean, I had someone give me money for like 10 years, and I've never slept with them. So
wow. What the? That's called stupid.
Did you send him pussy pictures?
That's called a stupid man.
You didn't have to send pussy pictures for 10 years? Yeah. What did you do?
He's crazy.
He's in
write a book.
Does he still send me money?
Yeah. She needs to write a book. 10 years?
10 years? And you didn't give him a pussy?
Nothing. Sure not even a picture.
Are you sure that wasn't child support?
Not even a picture. What did you do? I don't believe.
I said to him, for real, I had someone broke my heart before. And I made him fall in love, and basically, he's been.
Did you give him head?
Nothing.
They never met Michael Bluxton
like that.
You never saw him?
I saw him,
Yeah, they met. Chinese best friend. This ain't China, nigga.
Never had sex with him.
He would come at the strip club, spend his money, and then I would say,
oh, you're a dancer.
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But for 10 years, you never had sex with him.
On God.
Oh, he must be married and faithful.
You didn't send him no titty pictures.
In Canada, you get naked, right? You see everything.
Yes, I would dance for him, but the whole time he'd be like touching my boobs and be like, you know, I love you. One day I'd marry you. Okay, I love you too.
That's, you think that was fair to that poor guy?
You think that was fair?
He took this guy's money and he is going. How much money do you think he gave you in 10 years? Over like 100,000 maybe?
More.
100,000?
That's like $1,000 a month.
He works like out of sea and stuff, so he's always working like 4 or 5 months out of a year, like in the boats.
With your picture over, his bed. And...
Yeah, well, I send him pictures of my face and like what am I doing and stuff like that.
Feet.
You know,
feet.
No, I don't think he's a foot guy. He's just really
titties. To me.
Oh, I think I might have sent him my titties.
Titties. You sent him titties.
So 10 what years. Happened? How did it end? Crazy, did he die? Did he fall off?
No,
the
he's still
ocean?
Working to this day in the boats.
He's still on. Oh, no, he's still a longshoreman right
he's
now.
Sending money.
Wow.
Right now, yeah. 10 years later.
But like going back to
oh, the, she's the best.
Going back to the eating thing, I think we talked about this. I said, when a guy really eats your pussy really good, usually he has a small dick or he doesn't know how to fuck or he comes quick. Okay. It's rare that you get a guy that have good tongue and good
I had the best and everything and I was in love.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty good at both of those.
I cannot say that is true.
Oh yeah, I can do all of that.
When you eat your pussy, you're like, damn, that means he has a small dick or he comes fast or he doesn't
well, that might be them.
Mm, but yeah. When you find both at the same time?
Well, and that's why you hold on to them tightly.
I think
you hold on
that's
to
the
him.
Chemistry.
Oh no! If he eats good pussy and have big dick, then he looks at his mother.
What they say? You got to pick good dick up. Is that what they say?
It's not all for the dick, you know. Sometimes it's more than that.
It's connection.
You gotta make me laugh too, you know.
Have you ever been with someone you really don't like, but you like the sex?
Oh yeah, I've been.
Ooh, what I said the other day, I said. Yeah, if it's a red flag, I'll still sit on it, though. Oh, shit.
The best sex I've ever had in my life is a girl. I wouldn't even spend the night with her.
She's crazy.
No, I just didn't like
her.
She was a good
little
girl. Sex
it.
Was incredible. I just didn't like her like that. I wouldn't
I understand
it.
That.
Yeah.
You kiss her?
I can't. If
yeah,
I can't.
But I just would not.
Even if you get, like? Even if you got good stroke, if I'm not vibing, it's not happening.
Yeah. Just wasn't
it just ain't.
But the sex was nuts.
You can't kiss somebody you don't like. You like her, you just
I like
yeah,
her,
you can. I'm an actress. I kiss all kinds of I slide it down. Like, that don't mean nothing. That don't mean shit. Girl, I'll be in the video like, hey, daddy. Girl, that don't mean shit. In real life.
Oh, I thought those were real.
It's like after what you just saw last episode, stop it. The truth is, you know how women.
Chinese best friend. Anything about you?
Yeah, those talkers.
He's not even Chinese. He's Filipino.
But he's Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend, though.
I know, but I'm talking. This is me talking shit.
Talking before, yeah.
Not sound the same.
Yeah, I think Chinese best friend sounds better.
I still love it though, but you're. You're Filipino, right? Is that what we figured out?
I'm a 38% Chinese.
38? Okay, we're doing this percentages.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did my ancestry.com. Yeah.
Okay, so you had something to say.
What was the question?
Good pussy.
Oh, no, not good pussy. My dick's like a rattlesnake. It bites.
Rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it shakes, it does the little
It might not be like 18 feet long, but 18. It bites like a rattlesnake.
So is it true, ladies, that most broke niggas have the best? They said crazy bitches come with good pussy. They said broke men with no cars come with better dick. Is that
I
true?
I think from what I heard is the broke men are way in shape than the guys with money. Yeah. They spend so much time in the gym, don't go to work.
So what do you prefer, ladies? Good dick, no money, terrible dick, plenty of money.
I want good dick and good money together.
You can't have both, motherfucker.
No, you can have all together. That's why I'm still searching for
any ugly guy with money is good looking.
Oh, really? Yes. Women like ugly, dude. They don't care.
Yeah, ugly men are in style.
First of all, you don't have to worry about nobody taking him from you.
Ugly men are in style, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop fucking with them. They're ugly. And they cheat on you. So stop.
Ugly guys cheat?
Ugly guys. All of them cheat. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday. Shani's best friend on Chi, he's ugly. It's
not Mike. Like, yeah, thanks, Mike.
One man's faithful in here.
I just won't get in a relationship.
Yeah, no raise hand.
I won't get in a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I'm
going to get in a relationship, then I'm going to be faithful. Yeah. Until then, I do what I want.
There's no point in having an affair anymore.
Decide.
It's a
that's
lot of work.
One.
You know?
And that's the key to everything.
There's a lot of work having an affair now. You know?
There's a lot.
Back then, it was fun, but.
But you be getting a little older.
When you're
it's
sleeping with your
same.
Eyes open, I'm like, who's going to be texting me this middle of the night?
Not that face.
Or your phone's going off. Like,
all
that's a lot of work. You could die early. That's why I'm like, fuck
that. You don't
that
want the
shit.
Mess no more.
Don't
you don't
need.
Want the mess. You
I'm
want
done
the mess.
With affairs. What the
no,
fuck?
No, the worst would be in the car when it's carplay and you see Pizza Hut texting you, like, yeah, I want to give you head daddy or something. And you're like, ooh.
Wait, that's what
Pizza
y'all do?
Hut? Like,
oh, I don't get that kind of text.
Change the name. Pizza Hut?
Yeah, because you do saying like Clara.
Okay, so hers is Pizza Hut. Do you have a secret name?
Mm-mm. No, it was not me. I was just saying, like...
That happens, yeah.
That happens? Like,
my,
it pop out...
My
ringer
is always
yeah,
up
yeah,
on
yeah. I mean, like, a lot of time when you're cheating, you just replace the people... You replace the names with restaurants. You what?
I have been out the loop.
Yeah, restaurant or your... Or your family member's name, you know.
Yeah, or like
you be like your auntie wants to give you head.
But yeah, don't fuck up. Don't replace a girl name with a guy's name. Then your girl gonna be like, oh, you fucking John now? You about to go suck Peter's
Papa
dick?
John? You about to suck Papa John's dick?
Papa John.
I must be old school because I'm just so straightforward. Like, nigga, you're not my nigga. This is who I'm talking
that's the thing,
to.
The thing now, just be honest, man. Be straight.
I am, like, but I also don't really.
Yeah.
I called someone one time. I said, hey, John, why is your wife calling me? I said, I'm not John, I'm Mimi. Oh, shit. Somebody changed me your name on my phone. To John. I'm like, who did? And then we thought about it. So this person was missing one night. So they went, her daughter, the lady he was dating, her daughter went to his iCloud, changed my name to John.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
As a celebrity.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Papa John.
So he was like, I said, that's Mimi. He's like, no, it's not Mimi. It's a send a picture. I mean, I send a picture. Holy shit, they change every single name, so the female names on my phone to a different one name.
Okay. So
he was missing one night. So she called my best friend, asked, because I design clothes, and she was like, hey, can I get Mimi's number? She said, why? She said, I'm going to have her make me something. So they went to his phone, his stuff, and changed my name.
He's a mess.
But
did you leave that alone?
No, he's just a friend. He's old enough to be my
that's
dad.
That's not even a friend. That's a mess friend.
Well, Michael Blackson, you told me a story like 4 years ago when you said that your ex-girlfriend changed, blocked all the girls'
oh, yeah,
number.
She went in my she hacked in my phone and blocked all the bitches on IG that I follow. And they changed all the females' numbers in my phone. So I can't even call these bitches anymore. My ex did that. She went hacked in my phone.
Blocked every girl.
She naming people.
Blocked every girl in my phone. And
she naming
changed.
People. Are you naming people? She naming Dennis. People.
Who?
She naming people.
Dennis.
Somebody named Dennis.
His girlfriend daughter is the one who changed my name.
Her daughter. His daughter.
Who's Dennis?
He had a girlfriend.
Somebody named Dennis.
Drake's daddy?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're just friends. We're just cool.
She said, yeah, though. You said, yeah. It is?
Yeah, his girlfriend daughter changed my name to John.
Oh, his girlfriend's daughter?
That's what he said.
I'm in the mess. Oh.
Yeah, that guy's still partying.
He's Drake? Just a cool and nice
Daddy?
Guy.
Talking about Mr. G.
Dennis,
Graham?
Yeah. That guy party everywhere.
Is that Dennis?
Yeah.
I love Dennis.
He's a sweetheart. Yeah, but the girl he was with, she even knows me. I was with them for Christmas and all
Oh,
that.
My Lord.
They never trusted any girls around him. So I was one of the victims. We got changed. Called John.
Oh, Lord.
He was like, why did they change your name, John?
Drake Daddy looked like Super Mario Brothers.
He's got that mustache like that.
Yeah.
He got the biggest mustache.
Was that Luigi or
Mario?
Mario, right?
All you think about is the mustache.
It's the mustache. That guy dresses like he's in a suit.
He's like a Rent-A-Center pimp.
Not Rent-A-Center.
Well, he's from Memphis, so that's some pimping in Memphis, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's old school.
Old school.
Y'all are hilarious. Shout out to Mr. G.
What is the going price for pussy? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, how much is pussy going for now?
I don't know about pussy, but I know about somebody else, and they think go for $350.
Who?
Oh,
$350. Is it a girl? No, it's a dude, and it's going for $350, and you wouldn't even think he's doing that, but yeah, but $350.
Like, hold up, he's a famous guy.
This is Unfilter.
Oh, a guy charging $350.
A guy charging $350.
$350 for what?
For dick, right? To fuck women?
Who pays for
that? Not for pussy, but bussy.
Hell no. Nobody's going to bust on me.
Well, not you. Guys, he's
with the other guy.
Anyway.
Oh, shit.
He had questions for y'all.
Troublemaker.
Well, that's kind of cheap. We're going for $350 only.
I never bought
it. Well, Shani's best friend. What would you charge? What would you charge? How much would you charge?
Like $352.
That's some Price is Right shit.
$99.
How much would yours be, Mike?
Yeah, how much would you charge, Michael Blackson, if everything shut down because of COVID-23?
23.
Yeah, start selling dick.
Yeah.
Probably 5,000.
I mean, shit. You could do that.
Okay, Michael Blackson.
Mike,
you could
okay,
do that.
Mike, the ladies want to know what comes with $5,000.
Yeah, what?
The best 13 minutes of that fucking life.
I wish a bitch would try to charge me $5. Bitch, you stand for a month. All right, you ain't. You gonna be doing. You gonna be washing dishes. You gonna be doing laundry. You gonna do all type of shit.
Well, it probably depends on who.
You are employed.
Right. You know, like comedy, you know, when somebody call you for a gig, like first, be like, how big is the venue?
Yeah.
Right? So I can't charge everybody the same price. You know what I mean?
How big is the venue?
Rihanna wanted, I'm like 50,000. But if we talking about goddamn the chick that didn't make it from Destiny Child, which one?
It's a few of those.
Wait.
Yeah, the one that.
Not Farrah.
Farrah called me. I 500. You know,
500.
I can't charge everybody the same money. I want with comedy. When we started, we went all money, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was. We're like, okay, this place holds 500 seats. I need this amount of money. It holds 200 seats. Okay, I take $500. 1,000 seats. I need $1,200. You know, that's how it was back then.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with if I'm gonna sell my dick, I gotta go by what they have.
Your dick is special at this point. Like it's gotta be.
But when you're broke, you gotta get all money. Okay?
You gotta get it.
If it's a homeless bitch, I'd be like $50. Crackhead, you know, honey.
You got $10 on you.
Then I gotta go right back to Rihanna and get my $50,000. You know?
But you can't tell nobody that you did it, because that will lower your price.
I ain't gonna tell nobody I fucked the crackhead.
You can't tell.
I just Rihanna paid me $50. I just fucked Rihanna.
Yeah,
I ate Rihanna's ass.
That's the only thing on your
50.
Resume.
Right, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to ASAP Stone. What's her boyfriend name?
Rocky.
Oh, Rocky. I'm sorry.
Stone. He said Stone.
You got a question for me.
Okay, you two are comedians. What's the worst thing ever happened to you guys when you're on the stage? Like backstage?
I got one.
Groupies love.
Go ahead.
No, we talked about that. We talked about the whole, you missed the groupie love part.
Well.
On stage?
One time, I did a military base, and I hadn't been on stage for 2 minutes. I basically said, hey, how y'all doing? And somebody hit me in the face with a napkin, with a wet napkin. I wasn't even bombing. Somebody just threw a fucking napkin and hit me in the face. And nobody in the crowd would say who it was. Who the fuck threw that napkin?
Somebody didn't want to snitch?
They didn't want to snitch.
What happens in a Navy stays in the Navy, motherfucker.
Man, I was so pissed.
But you know what happened to me? It was late 90s, I think like early 2000. Dennis Rodman was like really hot at that time. Mm-hmm. And you know he had the blonde hair, right? Yeah. And there was a girl in the front row. I call her Denise Rodman. And the bitch poured her drink on me.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, that was my early years of how to deal with heckler. I'm like, I said, this is not part of the show. I said, thank you, good night. And I left. But it was towards the end of the show. I think I've given him a good 15 minutes by then. So.
Oh shit.
Yeah, she poured a drink on me.
I was talking to K-Dub today. And we had to reminisce about, we was in Nashville doing this show. And some dude was heckling us and we going back and forth. And he threw something else and hit us. And I was like, what the fuck? I looked
he threw
up,
what?
But it was a wad of money. He threw like $1,000 up there. It's like,
if you
want to
get hit by anything in your life, if you ever want to get hit, I right. want to get hit with some money.
I feel like a stripper.
I throw some money right. at me. Did you, disrespect me with a wad.
Yeah, oh, we took the money. You gonna hit me with it? I'm telling you.
Exactly.
$1,000.
Yeah, we took good. That shit.
That's a good tip.
He wasn't disrespected. See.
Yeah, if you're gonna disrespect me, disrespect me with $1,000.
With some what? Yeah.
All right.
I mean, ladies, you ever been having sex and like, what's the most disrespectful thing that happened during sex? You think like somebody just ever like just accidentally
on the stairs?
On the stairs?
He's fucking on the stairs, and what happened?
In my building stairs.
Oh, you
fucked my sister. No, my sister just moved
you got evicted? What happened?
No, my sister just moved to me in Toronto mm-hmm. from Ethiopia. So I was dating this guy I don't want her to meet. So I had to come on the stairs.
So you like fucked on the stairs while your sister was in the house?
And I took them back home.
Oh, okay. So is this stairs a house or an apartment building?
Apartment building.
Oh, my goodness. Your fucking neighbors. Poor people.
It was at 4 in the morning.
That's the reason why I don't walk my dog in the middle of the night. I don't want to see what's in that stairs.
Well, yeah. I was in a committed relationship. And
go ahead.
In the club.
Oh, yeah,
in the club?
And VIP.
Was it with Usher?
You know what? I fucked somebody in the club before.
Why does everybody want me to be with the celebrity? No.
Don't pay him no mind. So it happened in the club?
Yeah. We was in the middle VIP. Of the dance floor? No one saw it. VIP. He was, okay. No one knew that.
Yeah.
Was,
how about you? Did you fall down the stairs or you fucked on the plane? What happened? Just that?
Yeah, get in the mic. Was
the private jet.
On the private jet?
That was the most... Oh,
part of the Maha Club, huh?
Oh, that ain't crazy. That's sexy.
Yeah, private jet. You can't do that shit on private fucking
you can't
Spirit
do it.
Airlines, motherfucker.
You.
Was it on the hood?
It's like having sex with like four people.
You fucked on Spirit. Now, that'd be an adventure right there. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that's what that's for.
That's sexy.
Yeah, that's, I think I got my dick sunk on a plane before.
I want an adventurous girl. When you was
what airline was this, Michael Bloxon?
Why? You want to catch the same airline, Chinese?
Top of my high school. Is that?
Oh, wait. She said something.
I had sex on top of my high school.
What?
What do you mean? You went back after you graduated?
Yeah, so like it was nighttime. We like escalated and the top. It was like,
wait, where
oh, look
from?
At the moon.
French.
Canada.
I'm from Montreal.
I want areas. Come on.
Montreal, Canada. Montreal, Canada.
Montreal,
Canada.
Montreal,
Canada.
Come on, girl.
Montreal, Canada.
Okay, so what happened on the roof?
We just had sex on the roof.
That's it?
That's it.
Of your high school?
It was
school?
On the roof, so it was cool.
A high school's roof?
Yeah.
You had
at
sex
nighttime.
In high school?
On top of my high school, it was a flat.
Did it? I mean, you have a.
Were you in high school? Or you wait a minute. Were you in high school? Or you went back to fuck
no,
on
I
high
went
school.
Back to
oh, that's awesome. Well,
that, she went back.
She wasn't even
in school. High school.
What year was this? Was it after you graduated?
Yeah, of course. It was like years
of
after.
Of course. Shit. That sounded like we don't know that.
She's like, you know what? These teachers
so
failed me. I'm going to fuck this school up.
I was like, let's go there. Like, it was like a full moon.
Was it your teacher?
Oh shit.
No, but I have one of my best friends. They were twins, okay? And so it was like an English teacher, and the other one was a, I don't know what teacher, but whatever, math or something. And one of my friends, she ended up with one of the twins at our graduation. I was like, where are you going? She's like, I gotta leave. And she didn't want to tell me. The next day, she's like, oh my God, I fucked my math teacher yesterday. Oh,
and I had
having his baby?
No, no, no baby was.
Does it sound like a baby?
No, no, it was not a baby. She just fucked him.
She fucked the math teacher. Can she count? How many?
Did she pass?
Mike, she must not be able to count. Already. She has a fail.
I bet she did pass.
I was a virgin. I was a virgin in high school.
That hard.
Yeah, I was. Too.
I was a virgin in high school.
Me too.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get pussy until after I got out.
Yeah, I was. I was damn near 19. Like,
yeah, I was one of them guys 19. That like. I was the type of nigga that walked around with a condom in my wallet, like I was getting pussy. But you know, with me, I think my dick grew later because I was a type. I was one of them. Please don't tell nobody, but
nobody's listening.
I put a socks in my pants in high school. Anybody did that?
What for?
Like, oh, to make your dick look bigger.
But titties, I was at a photo shoot earlier, so it's like the same thing.
No shit.
They made me stuff earlier.
I used to stuff my from my pants with socks.
She don't have that. We don't have to stuff
in 11th grade.
I'm not even wearing no underwear, no bra.
We on commando over here. Yes.
I don't like underwear.
I like it. Yeah, she don't like
underwear. I forgot they were in there till you just mentioned.
I went to photo shoots. Well, I don't. Yeah, now my dick grew, so I'm okay.
Oh.
Are you a Mandingo warrior now?
He has three legs.
No. What would you call it? What's the right name?
I don't even bring my
name?
Dick with me. I leave my dick in the room.
My dick peaked.
What's the name for it?
Mutombo.
My dick peaked in high school.
In high school?
What is it?
Yours after high school.
So my dick peaked in high school.
I jerked off a lot after high school.
So it elongated.
It probably helped me.
It elongated.
That can't be real. Shit, if that was the case, I'd have a long ass dick.
Let me see. Wait a minute. No, time out, though. Because you know they got the little pumps and stuff, and it strokes it and makes it plump. So I can believe that if you do enough of what you were talking
about. There's this thing you buy in a sex store now, like a gel that goes on your thing.
See?
And it's soft. And makes it feel like
Look at her wet. Hand. Look at her hand. Look at her. Poop, 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 poop. See?
It's official, motherfucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you motherfuckers.
Y'all want to hear some funny shit I just heard?
Please.
Okay, ladies, I know y'all have the falcon eyelashes now. I heard
the butterflies.
I call them the falcons.
They're the butterflies.
Well, congratulations to the Braves, man. World champions.
The Braves, world champions, yeah.
That's right. You from Atlanta, right?
Well, not originally, but you know, okay. I've spent most of my life
Detroit
in Atlanta.
He's Detroit.
I'm a Detroit originally, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Lions fan.
Oh, man.
Tigers fan.
I'm suffering.
Pistons fan. Detroit.
Southfield? Well, I know Southfield.
Hey, Detroit at Red Wings was good
in
back in the day.
Yeah, well, you know, we right next to Canada.
Yeah, we used to drive there every weekend.
I used to go to Canada every weekend.
We used to love Detroit, man. It was only 3 hours driving.
Well, it's not too late. Maybe y'all can reconnect.
Canada, so we used to just drive. And then the costume always, what?
Well, you guys don't have to drive anywhere. You sit next to
I should start dating a Habesha woman, so.
Okay. Why are you guys here every
we
week?
We were talking about last.
I'm like, to party. I said, there's no clubs in Detroit. They're going through my suitcase and everything. And I see one of my friends has a toy in the car, in the bag. I'm like, what the fuck? This is embarrassing. She said, you're the one with a boyfriend. I need this because we'll be staying in one room.
What was it, a dildo?
She had a vibrator.
She has a vibrator. Okay. And it's
custom-made.
What'd
you say about the eyelashes? What'd you say about that?
I heard that back in the day when like girls used to wear eyelashes to keep cum out of their eyes, like,
well, that's the old, yeah, that is the old school, yeah. like 1920s, 1930s,
that was to keep cum out of their eyes.
That was the reason why.
1930, you mean a sucking dick in 1920s?
No dead ass. The
I guess giving like props, like, well, no, not saying not nothing against women, but that's what the prostitutes wear to keep cum out of their eyes.
So I love my eyelashes, but the truth is, in the 1930s, the whole point with the flappers and all this shit, they said it was for...
So Abraham Lincoln got his dick
sucked. For
when you're giving fallacious activity, and you get... You don't want to get...
But what's the house called? What's it called again?
A whorehouse.
White House.
The other house.
The White House.
Not just...
Saloon.
But Lamar Odom owns one. A brothel.
Yes, the brothel bitches.
Yeah.
Had the long lashes to keep the cum out their eyes.
Yeah, to keep cum out their eyes. Yeah.
Oh, never heard that before.
Yeah, no, you can Google it. They say lashes.
Well, they can't come in your eyes because you got the cum catchers. You good? You
ain't cum catchers. Cum catchers.
I got the nashes. Stop hitting. And somebody came in my eyes.
Hey, let me get one of them cum catchers.
I want the big ones. Yeah. Yeah, that one's good for my man. Big loads, big lashes. Yeah, I need these ones. I need the cup catches, 300. Extra, extra lashes.
And now it's turning into a fashion statement. That's crazy.
Shit.
I'm the
so the bigger eyelash is
online.
You
selling lashes?
All right. I'm gonna get the bigger one next time. Somebody wanna come my face.
Millions of dollars.
Because that happened to me in Miami. I missed the whole weekend. I had pink eye.
Got a lick.
Somebody came in my eye. And got pink eye.
You had a walker shade.
You didn't have cum eye
like this.
He said what?
It's not called cum eye.
With night time. Hey,
this is what I say. You should have seen it coming.
Like I didn't see it coming. I was like, there's this shit. Shut up my face. My whole eye was red.
Cum eye versus pink eye. Dripping. She said he came in her eye and then she got pink eye. But I thought it would be cum eye.
Weekend.
Can they give you pink eye from cum?
That's what I'm saying. You can't. What, it's maybe, not just maybe, called cum. You know what,
maybe she might have rubbed. She might have rubbed it, and her hand was dirty or something.
Guys, eat. That should burn.
He probably has chlamydia.
It just burned.
No, yeah, no chlamydia.
Wait, he had to have. You got pink
it was
eye.
My boyfriend.
You
nah,
don't.
Uh-huh.
You don't just come in the eye and then get pink
it
eye, girl.
My guy. Yeah, he came in my.
He
eye.
Had. He had. Yeah, I mean, he had a dis-ease. As in dis-ease.
Okay, try that shit tonight when you go home.
No, I will not because I'm celibate. I ain't come. Nobody coming in these eyes right now. I'm
you
just
be
saying.
Because somebody
in the eye.
In your eye, yeah.
You know, mama's a freak nasty, but I'm not doing things right now. I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm being very. I'm just trying to be clear.
She had a patch.
I just want to be clear. I just want to be clear. He came in your eye and then got pink eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
didn't get pink eye like pink eye, but my eyes was super red and I scratched it. It got worse.
But
I
it was pink.
Not from pink eye. It's not. Don't go.
Had she had these,
my guy was
she'd
healthy.
Be straight.
Well, lady, if you're going to suck a dick, put some shades on.
Yeah, we learned a lot today.
Like you.
I'm a gentleman. I'm going to let you know. I want to let you know it's about to happen.
He's supposed to come inside my mouth, not in my eye.
But girl, all over your face and your hair, if you're really doing it right.
Why you fuck up with the hair?
Girl, do it all. What do you mean? If that's your nigga?
That's good for
girl,
your face,
all everything. What do you mean?
Just said, fine. Let's give it a mic.
What do you mean just one place?
Give it a mic. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Strawberry.
Strawberry. Somebody ever come in your
strawberry.
Eye?
Strawberry.
Excuse me?
You had anybody come in your eye before? So.
If I had anyone come before?
In your eye.
In less than 5 minutes? Yes.
Did somebody come in your eye before?
Giving us a timer.
Yeah. I got video on my OnlyFans. Just OnlyFans. Jessica. Not just, yeah, I do. I do on my OnlyFans.
Oh, but no, I'm saying, she says she's kidding,
no,
but she's serious.
Somebody ever came in your eyes.
She says it's on her OnlyFans.
She had it on OnlyFans.
It's on her OnlyFans, is what she's saying.
Not
in
only
5 minutes.
Oh,
like a sex scene.
It's recorded.
It's recorded that he came in 5 minutes in her eyes.
Oh, okay.
On OnlyFans. All
right, we're going to go to your OnlyFans and see.
Yeah, we might need to.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
Yeah, me too.
I've never been on OnlyFans.
Who's got the login? Yeah. Can we venture and see that? I want to see.
I want to see.
But you're not going to see no dick in my
Do you have only? You don't have OnlyFans.
No, I don't. They ask me for it, but I have not.
You should try it. It's good money.
Well, you could just
I hear that. That's what they ask me for, the dancing part.
Yeah. I barely just got a Netflix account. But I can't get OnlyFans.
I got it.
Can you?
I got a teeter between some things
with the
right
gift
now.
Card if you're going to be checked
no,
at the house.
Thanks.
I was wondering why people are following me, and I say, what happened? They said, no, I just ran out of money, my gift card. The wives would be checking. They put money on a gift card.
I don't understand. I guess, I don't know if I'm going to, I would go watch porn. I don't understand, like, so what's the difference?
Porn. It could be nude.
Yeah,
it could be
everything
dance.
On OnlyFans.
It's not everything sex. Okay. So
that's what they're asking from me. That just personally, I know on my end, what people are asking of me when they want OnlyFans, it's not even that. But it's just like he said, dance and do all the other stuff.
Yeah,
everybody has their choice. There are people that are definitely, that I know personally, getting it.
Oh, getting coming there.
Whoring right now, okay? Like, whoring. Men. I'm not talking about men. I'm talking about men. Whoring right now. Personally, but there's a lot going on. You don't have to do that.
Oh, okay.
I thought they just said electric fence. What the fuck?
If you're confident,
well,
do
we
it.
We learned today that if you're going to suck a dick, put on some goggles.
Oh, no, Mike, they said cum catcher.
Cum catchers.
There's a cum catcher.
Oh, she's saying, oh, yeah.
The eyelashes are the cum catchers, right?
Cum catchers.
The cum catchers are your beers.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a,
that is too. This, no, this y'all, is, it's y'all beard.
This is my flavor saver.
Like this, there's no man.
I can't grow that. Don't tease me.
Her accent is throwing me. Do it again.
I said, how about you catch it with your mouth? Like this, there's no mess.
I like her. That's what she said, but she didn't get that night. He didn't warn her that night.
He didn't tell me.
You don't need to buy a mustache catcher.
It was dark.
I like when you say it too. You
couldn't fight me.
Say it again.
No need to buy a mustache catcher.
I can't go out this weekend.
I'm like, in the morning, I'm outside with my eye.
So, Mr. Comedian.
What up, man?
Whose OnlyFans are you going to subscribe today?
There's only two here.
I've never been on OnlyFans. I don't know.
Do you have a credit card?
Yeah. Do you have a credit
card? I feel like I'm being proposed to.
Come on, me. Of course she has a credit card.
She's like, baby.
Y'all take rush cards?
Credit card.
Okay.
We get 80%. They take 20%.
You're going to give him 50%?
If you give me $20 tip, I get $18. No, $16, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I should probably join.
You should join.
I should probably.
My friend, her first day on OnlyFans, she made $25,000.
On her first day? What did she do?
She don't do much because on the page, we don't post anything too crazy.
What happened with
they were supposed to ban sex videos?
Oh, no, that was like 24 hours. That was a publicity stunt.
They couldn't do it because they would make more money with models than... They thought that they were going to just use it for celebrities and stuff. So we made them what they are now. So if they leave us, there was a lot of apps coming up with the same thing like them. So they
left them.
They went back to us. So you could
let y'all bust it open now.
Yeah, we bust it open.
So 25,000 in a day.
I was like, that's crazy. 2,500? No, she's like
25,000 in a day.
Is she cute?
She's like, you don't know her?
Chelsea made 25,000?
The first day, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to her. I hope she suck a lot of dick and no, I hope nothing come in her eyes. You don't catch up.
That's wonderful. Yeah, the first day I made only like 3,000.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe if one day when my career is over, I would give it a shot.
You're going to stop?
Oh, yeah. You would do OnlyFans? Yeah, I probably just.
I don't know what I'm gonna do on there though. But
what would you do,
Mike? You always.
I'm actually interested. What would you do on OnlyFans?
Well, right now I'm a role model. I'm building a school, so I can't really discuss.
Yeah. What you would do?
What I would do? Yes. When that time comes in my life, I would figure it out then.
You wouldn't be in like a Speedo.
Nah, not Speedo.
No,
there's a lot of baby oil involved.
So you could do feet videos. You got pretty feet.
Feet and then.
Well, we learned a lot today, Michael Blackson. I think all the cameras are running out of battery.
Well, it's
been a good day, yeah.
Let's get everybody Instagram so they could follow us. Mimi, what's yours?
Mimi ZE1.
Mimi hair gets long every day.
Today I had a photo shoot today for this hair company.
Okay, Sean, what's your?
Yes, girl.
It's Sean SEAN _ Larkins LARKINS. Sean.
Yes. Sean with the mustard.
With the mustard, baby.
Single Sean. Sean is single, right?
I'm single, man.
Ladies, if you're looking for a guy that's funny but never made it.
Well, not yet, Mike. Funny. He's about to after this show.
Well, he's finally. Well, Detroit is close to Canada, so now he might not be single.
Y'all are irritating.
I live here too, so.
Why are you like?
We might be neighbors now.
Connection.
It's a love
connection. Find an OnlyFans.
No, give it to her. Gonna give me somebody from Africa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I might.
Yeah. Strawberry milk. You just go. All
right, I've been rejected.
If you can't find me on strawberry milk, it's Jesse Thick J. G. I'm French. J like Jessica.
She's French, y'all.
ESSITHICC.
Montreal.
Montreal.
I'm just Creole, y'all. I ain't really the
Jack in the Box got strawberry milk.
Who can follow each other after?
What's your IG?
Mine. Donna Glitch, like Donna Summers, D-O-N-N-A, and Glitch with a Y, G-O-I-T-C-H.
Chinese best friend, can you follow your Filipino best friend there?
Chinese best friend, Michael, on Instagram. You guys don't know how to spell it. I don't want to be your friend.
Fuck
you. I say, a lot of people ask me, what's your Instagram? Chinese best friend, how do you spell it? Like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all for joining us another episode of Motorcycle Podcast. I'm out this bitch, motherfuckers.
Thank you for having us.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by iHeart Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.